Hey guys, Ryan from the San Diego, three-quarter day boat out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, calling to check in. Captain Cameron took the boat out today with 26 passengers. They're coming back to the dock with 45 yellowtail and two bluefin tuna. Our two bluefin tuna, one of them was 119 pounds, the other one was 112. So they're nice fish. Cameron said they had about 10 bites. They hooked about 10 of those bigger ones. And they landed two of them. So that's about standard hook-to-land ratio on a sport fishing boat. You can do a lot of things to up that ratio. The main thing is coming prepared with the right tackle. Right now we're suggesting a 25-pound bait rod for the kelp patty yellowtail as well as the smaller-grade bluefin tuna. We're suggesting a 50-pound bait rod. If we see the larger-grade tuna eating baits off the surface, we'll be fly-lining with 50-pound. We could even rubber band a torpedo sinker up above your hook there on your 50-pound rod. And probably the most popular way to get a bite right now, especially on the bigger fish, is on the Shimano flatfalls. And those things are kind of a challenge to find the right tackle to fish them on. They were really designed to be fished on a spinning reel. That's how they fish the best. But we're not going to do that here in Southern California. We're recommending Shimano Talica 12 or Shimano Talica 16. Filled up all the way with 65 or 80 pound spectra. I know it seems like kind of a small reel to target big fish like that, but those flatfalls, they get bit better on a smaller reel. The lighter spools, they get those lures to fall better, and you're going to get more bites on a smaller reel. So Talica 12 or a Talica 16 filled up all the way with 65 or 80 pound Power Pro. Then we're going to attach that Power Pro to a short piece of 80-pound fluorocarbon. And they're making those leaders up in the Seaforth Tackle Shop. You can grab those in the morning. And then the lure of choice has been either a 200-gram or a 250-gram Shimano flatfall. And basically, you just drop them down until they stop. If they stop, you've got a bite. Start winding like a madman. If you don't get a bite on the fall, you can lift it up and down a few times, wind it back up, let it fall again. Most of your bites are going to come as that thing is sinking down, hence the name flat fall. So give it a shot. It's been working good for the bigger fish. I would still come prepared to fish kelp patty grade yellowtail as well as 20 to 30-pound bluefin, but you do want to be prepared in case we see the big boys. Each of the last 4 years now, this bigger grade bluefin has started right outside the Coronado Islands, and it eventually works its way up to San Clemente Island and out on out that way. But we've had a first shot at it each of the last 4 years, and it looks like we're going to do it again. So today we had 45 yellowtail and two great big bluefin tuna, a 119 and a 112. Come and see us, guys. We offer these trips every single day. Talk to you later. Bye.